It was starting at the bottom of Memchet on Bed. Just to review, a guy makes a statement yesterday which says that that when a shliach, when someone creates an agent and then gives them specific instructions about what they're supposed to pick up or where and how they're supposed to do it, that doesn't necessarily mean that the agency is solely for or directed only at the information that's given, but if the shliach does something to their benefit, right, or ends up giving them something better than they expected, that does not annul the agency, but in a sense enhances the agency, and that the person remains an agent, because it's a mara makom hula. It's not saying this is the only way you'll be an agent, but rather this is probably what you should do. If you do better, that's fine too. So Rabbi Shimon was hada amran. We saw already Rabbi Shimon's position with regards to explaining the brisa that we saw, or explaining our Mishnah, regards to Shimon's position that if she gets gold instead of silver, if she gets something that's beneficial, then we say that the Kiddushin are a valid Kiddushin. As the Rabbanim believed that whether it was better or worse, right, the Kiddushin were invalid. So Gemara came around, the Rabba's explanation, and Abai's explanation had to do with the Shlichus, that they used the Shliach over here. And the final explanation that we saw with Rabba was that she said to her agent, the woman said to her agent to go accept the Kiddushin on her behalf for instance, this person is going to give you a silver coin, please go accept the Kiddushin on my behalf. And they gave it to her, they bestowed it in a package, she comes back to the woman, she opens it up, and it's gold. So the Chacham says it's invalid because the agent didn't do what he was asked to do. So Rimmer says, no, that's Mara Makamula, that when she sent out the agent to accept the silver coin, she made, give me my Kiddushin. Come back with something better than silver, that's fine too, as long as you get me the Kiddushin. So now, the next one is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Where is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? It's not. Get Pashut Edav Mitocho, Mikushar Edav Me'akorav. When it comes to a Get Pashut, which is our get, like the get that we have today, a regular get, is written on a piece of paper, and the two agents signed at the bottom of the get. Mikushar was a get that was instituted, the Gemara Bava Batra talks about it, it's instituted by the Chachamim because of the Kohanim. Kohanim used to go ahead and get a little angry. They were happened to be excited about the Zanim, as we know Kohanim to be. And therefore they would rush to divorce their wives. The problem for Kohen is once he's divorced his wife, there's no way for him to take her back afterwards. So the Chachamim wanted to slow that process down. By slowing the process down, they created what was called the Get Mikushar. Get Mikushar is that you write a couple lines, fold it over, then Edom have to sign on the back of that fold. They write a couple more lines, fold it over, Edom sign on the back of each fold. So each fold, it slows and they have to stitch it up. That slowed down the process of giving gift, and our hope was that the anger would subside in the time period it took for him to write a much more complicated gift. Poshut shekatvu edav, kisketvo edav me'achorav, a gift poshut that was not signed on the side of the document, rather on its back, u'mikushar. And mikushar, that is, shekatvo edav mitocho, is signed inside instead of on the back of each fold. Shnehem tsugim, they're both pasul because they're not doing what the Chachamim established. That's not the way the get was meant to be signed. If you're talking about a get that is mikushar, if the Edom signed inside, it should be good. It could be kosher. Why should chola so the pashut? It should be no worse than a get pashut. I mean, a get mikushar is just a get plus. I mean, it's an enhanced get in the fact that the Edom signed on the mikusharim. That's what the Chachamim established. But if you just signed on the inside, then why should that be any worse than just a regular document, a regular get? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, and this is where we have to hear Rav Shimon Omer, Akol Kminhaga Midina. Everything has to do with the Minhaga Midina. So implicit in Rav Shimon Gamliel's statement is that everybody else doesn't think it's Kminhaga Midina. So how do you explain that? Rabinaba, Vatanakama, lately Minhaga Midina? Vatanakama doesn't think that you'd go by the Minhaga Midina? Rama Ravashi, no. Be'atru, Vinehigi, Be'poshut, Ba'abadai, Mikushar. That when we're talking about a city that normally gives get shutim, gives a regular gitin, and instead he gave her a get that was Mikushar. Or Inam, Be'atru, Vinehigi, Mikushar. Or a city where they normally get Mikushar, Ba'abadai, Poshut. And instead he gives her a get, the regular get. Kuli Amalu Pligi, Devadai, Kpeda. There it's Kpeda, meaning that when you ask someone to give a get, or to go on your behalf and give a get, then you expect them to do it the way that everybody else in the city does it. So here, if the agent goes ahead and violates that instruction in the sense that he's not doing what is normally done in this area, then the agency is annulled. So there won't be a case here. You can't have shlichus. You do other than what the city normally does. That's not considered agency. In a city where they have open, it's an open minhag. Some people give, you know, get pashut. Some people give a get mekushar. No, it was a general get that was established. That we have that with other places, the chachamim, when they established a takana, which really was directed at the kohanim, they have to institute it to other people. And I adopt, well, some people do altaras, akodesh, and stuff like that, but here, like Netilat Yadayim is a good example of that. The Chachamim realized that if they didn't force everybody to do it, the Kohanim wouldn't do it either. You know, the Kohanim weren't going to do something that was unique to them. So instituting Netilat Yadayim for everybody, then the Kohanim also did Netilat Yadayim. Same thing with Get Mekushar. Institute Get Mekushar in general, then the Kohanim also do Get Mekushar. If you say just Kohanim go to Get Mekushar, it's most likely that it'll be, right, it'll be Mekubal. So in this case, where it's a city where the minhag is open, Barmalay obviously Pashut. Go ahead and, you know, give me a regular get. Does the shliach, the sofer, go write a regular get? And instead, he created a get, mikushar. So now, is this an upgrade? Or is this a violation of the instructions given? So Marsover Kipedo, so exactly it. The Tanakhama believes that it's a violation or it's a right, loss of the agency because you didn't do what you were instructed to do. No. He told me, look, it'll suffice to do a get pashut. It's enough. If you want to do better, you want to do more work and get a get pashut, that's fine too. But at least, you know, I mean, I'm saying to you that you don't have to do more than a get pashut. And that's the way Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is it. So again,
and that fits into Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's words of Kokarai, meaning both are acceptable in that place, therefore he has no pain in one way or the other.
Right.
Even though he may have said one.
Well, only if he said the lower. I mean, if he said get me kushar and then he gives a get me pashut, it may not work there because that's detrimental. I mean, it's less. Get me kushar is a higher level of work, tircha, and extra stuff. So then when you did less, then maybe not. But when you enhance it, when you've done more, right, at least you've got his minimum level. So it'd be about three people that everybody mentioned. So Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar. So what's Rabbi Lazar? That's not. Aisha Sha'amra, Ichkabali, Gitim, Makom, Gloni. This we saw in Gitin, right, that a woman who instructs an agent to go pick up a get for her in a certain location, the Kabbalah Gita, the Makom Acher, and then he goes ahead and picks up the get somewhere else. Pasul. That's the time of the Pasul, Rabbi Lazar, Machshir. Well, this is no problem. Why? Alma Kasavar, Mari Malcolm Hilo. It's obvious that Rabbi Lazar believes that when she says, go pick up the get in such and such a city, she's not instructing him that the get must be gotten in that city. She says, yeah, exactly, that's it. She's giving me to tell him where to find the person who's bringing the get. It's not giving him, that's not a paper in the get, it's okay. She's helping the agent out that she knows where to go get it. So now, Omar Ugo, Ola says, Machloket, the Mishnah, our Mishnah, we have a Machloket between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, where there is, Rav Shimon believes if it's an upgrade, it works. If it's a downgrade, it doesn't work. It's a common saying, irrespective, it's upgrade, downgrade, it doesn't work. Then he says, that only has to do when we're dealing with monetary matters. I mean, in monetary matters, you can talk about better value and less value. I mean, you can have an objective standard, better and worse. But above b'shevach yichsin, divya kohenim mikudeshet. When it comes to yichsin, which we're going to see is the next Mishnah. For instance, if he says, I'm a mamzer, I'm a natin, I'm this, I'm that. In all those instances, even though maybe we would think of the yichus, I mean, if he's not, or if he's something else, that it would be beneficial to her. Nevertheless, that is, the Gemara is going to say, subjective. As opposed to monetary value, where it's objective, over here, when it comes to yichsin, there is a subjective nature to the yichsin. My time, why is it? How could you have a subjective nature? Obviously, it's better if he's not a mamzer than if he is a mamzer. Hey, that should be objective. So he says, Masana de Rav, Machrai Lobainan. That he can write, Lobainan. Says that a shoe that's too big for my foot, I don't need. So meaning that the woman feels, as the Rashi explains, that a woman feels that if her husband's at least on par with her, or close to on par with her, that he won't lord over her. Whereas if she feels like there's a big power, there's a big gap between her standing and his standing, that he'll lord over her. So she'd be happier, as he said, might be happy with the moms there, because of that soul, that, right, she doesn't feel as much that he will hold himself himself to such a high standard, or if she's at a high level, versus if he's a cost share, that maybe now he's going to lord over her, he's going to have much higher expectations of her. Right? To me, that sometimes the subjectivity of what we think would be better is not necessarily how the person themselves feels about the situation. The Tanya Nami Ochi, we have a brace that supports this. Mode Rabbi Shimon im hita l'shevach yuchsin enim mikudeshet. Shimon explicitly said that if the mistake is to what we would call beneficial in yuchsin, that is not sufficient, and that will not be a good kiddushin. Amar Vashi matznitan nami deka. Our Mishnah also has a diuk in it. Our Mishnah being that we have a Mishnah here, and the Mishnah we're going to get to in the second half of today's da'af. The Tani amanach ani kohen v'nimtza levi. Says I'm a kohen, and he finds as a levi. Levi nimtza kohen. Natin v'nimtza mamzer. Mamzer v'nimtza natin. Hello, public Reb Shimon. When it comes to the next Mishnah, the Gemara talks about these types of what he misleads her as to his status in Yuchsin. And over there, we don't find Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is totally missing from the Mishnah, as opposed to our Mishnah over here, where we see Rabbi Shimon arguing. So what it must be? It must be that he argues by Shevach Mamon, and he doesn't argue by Shevach Yuchsin. So Matan Flo Amar Baravashi, Alantani. Wait, we have another part of the Mishnah that says what? Right, if he says that I'm marrying you on the condition that I have a daughter or a shivcha migudelet, and then he doesn't have it, or don't have it, so he does have it, right there, the shiva mamon here, right? Over there we're talking about whether it's better value or less value. Hakanami the lopoli. Over there we don't see Rabbi Shimon arguing. What he says, I brought in an older shivcha or an older daughter. What does that matter? That matters in their ability to service the woman. So here, if they're going to service the woman, they're going to be able to help out the woman, that their being older is worth more than their being younger. So over there, we're talking about simply a monetary issue, and yet Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue over there, but even though he argues in the first half of the Mishnah. So your deal in the Mishnah is not so good. Hello, holy Bereisha. Well, didn't say but no. Rabbi Shimon made a statement in the Reisha, explained his argument, and that applies throughout the Mishnah, even to the second half of the Mishnah. So where's Akanami, holy Bereisha, well, didn't say. So it's over here, we're going to say that when he argues in the Mamon, he also argues by Myoksin, and that it will not be a proof or a support to this position that Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue in these instances. Okay, ask it. The Gemara says you can't compare these cases. When it comes to Shevach Mamon, you can say, Rabbi Shimon already explained his position with regards to Shevach Mamon. He doesn't need to repeat it in the Seifa. The Shevach Yuchsinu, right? If here where we change topics, you change cases, if he's going to argue, let him explicitly say it, because why would you just assume because he argues by Mamon, he argues by Yuchsin, there you have to explicitly say it. The other possibility is that we read when it says that or shivcha migudelet, we thought that meant their age, but maybe no, maybe it also means not migudelet in the sense of gadol from age wise, but migudelet, right, meaning their age. My gadalat, gadalat, or gadalt, meaning that they are of higher stature, they're of higher yuchsin. Meaning that the gadol here is not a reference to their age, but rather to their standing or their position. And therefore, and they have the same problem as Yuchsin. The Amrahi, Lo Nechali, this is a very, very interesting psychological argument the Gemara makes over here. So what's she worried about? Why is the woman worried about the state, the status, or the standing of the Shifcha? She says, you know what, I worry about this. The Lo Nechali, the Shakla Mili Minai, Vazla Nadja Kamei Shibubutai. What's she worried about? If this Shifcha is a high-fluting, high-standing woman, she's going to be socializing with the neighbors. And when she's socializing with the neighbors, she's going to spill the little secrets about this woman and about what she's speaking about with the shifcha, what she's doing in the household. So this woman says, I'd rather have a shifcha who does not interact with others, because that way I know that everything that happens in the house stays in the house. Whereas if I have this high-standing, high-fluting shifcha who goes and socializes and networks with the neighbors, I'm afraid that she's going to fail over things that are private or things that I'd rather have stay within the house. Okay, Tara Bonan. Almanach Shani Kraino. So now the Gemara is going to go through examples of things or positions that a person indicates that they have, a standing that they have to a woman. What is the standard by which they're going to be held? So if he says that I can read, so Kevin Shikara Shloshah Psukim Beit Knesset Arizim Kedushin. Sufficient that if he reads three Psukim in the Beit Knesset, that he's a quote unquote Bal Koreh. So that's sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Yikra Vitargem. Right? So what is he? And so he reads and he is mitargem. Where it says, mitargem midate. What does it mean? That he translates it. He reads the psukim and translates it. Ba'atani, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha-mitargem pasuk kitsurato, harizem badai. Ha-mosif alav, harizem mechareif u-migadev. Right? This way Rashi interprets it. When he says, a person who mitargem a pasuk like it is, right, that is a joke. What does that mean? That there are two different ways to translate something. You can translate something what's called tirum miluli, which is a translation literally of the words, right? Or there is a tirgum, which really focuses on the, right, the mahut of what you're trying to translate. Meaning that you're trying to get the concept of what you're translating rather than the exact words. Because it's, first of all, it's very hard to translate word for word because there isn't always an exact word translation. But also, there's very likely when you do an exact word translation that you will lose a lot or maybe the intent of that which you're translating. So that's why it's a badai. Ba mosif alav, and anybody adds on to that, anybody who adds on to the Tirgum, or is there umigadeh, meaning that he's adding his own interpretations. So if this is Rashi, if you look in Rashi, it's 2, 4, 5 lines on the bottom. Rashi says, Martagdeim pasuk tzuato. So Rashi references our Targum, which is not homophilous. Abal chaser tosefet ha-targum shalanu. Someone who comes to remove words or phrases that are added by Targum homophilous. They're added there for a greater explanation or a greater understanding of the pasuk. So therefore, if you remove them and then leave it just with the exact translation of the words, that's a failure. Why? Lomar, lo etagim pasuk zelikin tzurato. I'll only say exactly what the words say. Begon lo tenal riv, lo tesir al-dina. All these is badai. It's incorrect or a joke because you're losing the real intent of the pasuk or the meaning of the pasuk.
It's like right.
Exactly. Well, mosif alav, if somebody adds on, Shabbat Lomar, holy open itan or shuto sif. They said, well, if uncle is already going to add on and enhance and give more explanation, osif gavarei b'chol makom shirtzeh. Then I'll also add on. Hazari zemar harib, why? Mevazeh tamakom, Mishaneh tvarav. You're changing what the Torah wants. Ah, but unkulus. What about unkulus? Wait, if you're adding on changes it, why when unkulus added on, it's not changing it? That Gemara Megillah says, Yosef lo midato osif. He didn't do it by himself. Trib Sinai mitan. That really the Targum was given at Sinai. Elash nishtakach b'chazar v'yasdo. That it was forgotten, and then unkulus brought it back, as the Gemara in Megillah explains. So that's what Rashi means here, that someone who does a Tirgum must follow the Tirgum of unkulus and not either make up their own or go to a direct, right, word for word translation. That's what he rationalizes. Right. So, but they're not, I think, if I'm understanding correctly, they're talking about the Zeal. They're not insisting or predicating that they are a translation of the Pasuk. Supports the Pagamopolis, which is presenting itself as a translation of the Pasuk, Pasuk for Pasuk, then they have this qualification. Whereas when you come to Targum Yotan Zeal, it's clearly that he's not being he's giving clear interpretation or added interpretation. You can say Rashi and Ramban, right, their Tirgum of the Pasuk is incorrect. No, their Tirgum is it's not translation, it's an explanation, it's parshanut, rather than a Tirgum of the Pasuk. So that's, I think, it's separate between Yotan Ibn Zeal and Unkulus. And Marshaw gives a different interpretation over here, and he says that the way to explain this about adding or detracting is, for instance, when it says that the Na'arim, that Apulashubayu et Hashem, that they saw Hashem. So there, the uncle is the target, that they didn't say Hashem, they saw Yikarat Hashem, right? They saw the Shekhinah or the presence of Hashem. And then he says, if over there you translate it literally as Hashem, that's a joke. That's a badai. Why? Because while you're writing Adam, Bachai, nobody can see me and live. So over there, if you don't use Yikarat Hashem, then you're making a mistake. On the other hand, when it says, you go ahead and instead of translating it as literally Hashem there, you translate it as Yikarat Hashem. That is Mecharef and Megadik. Because that's an indication that Hashem did not speak to Moshe, but rather Yikarat Hashem spoke to Moshe. So that's how the Marsha explains the difference between here is that the Onkelos, right, in certain places it's appropriate to use instead of Hashem, meaning Yikarat Hashem, not literally Hashem. In some places it's important to use the literal translation that it is Hashem. And that you can't change between one or the other because that would really change the meaning or the understanding of the Tzukim. That's the way the Marsha learns the difference between Surato versus Mosif. Alright, so now the next one is so now the Gemara continues. Ella my Targum says Targum Didan. And then when he means they have to read it and give the Targum of Unglis. V'hani milei dama lei kareina. Right? That's if he says I'm a kareina. Well, I'm a la kra, no? If he says I'm a kra, ad kari o right eye, nevi'ai tuvai. Diuka. Right? So that he's able to read correctly Torah, nevi'im, and ktuvim. So that's not, I don't know what the difference is. Kareina means I'm able to read, and kara means I am a bal koreh. Sounds like a difference between that. Right? So one of them only has to be three psukim, the other one has to know how to read Torah, nevi'im, and ktuvim. Amanat shani shoneh. So this is going to come down to that. I am able to learn shoneh, but shoneh here has a particular meaning. Chizkiyah mar halachot. When it means I know how to learn, it means that I know the halachot Moshe Mishinai, lacham Moshe Mishinai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Torah means that I know Torah. Mean right now we think it means Parsha Bechdav. Made today. I have a question. That is it Mishnah? What is Mishnah? Which would be derivative of the word shoneh, right? Rabbi Meir Omer halachot. It means lacham Moshe Mishinai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Midrash. Midrash over here means Shifra Shifri, which is the Midrash halakha, not Midrash as we know Midrash Agadah, but Midrash halakha. So here, how do we explain then the position of Rabbi Yochanan says it's Torah. So my Torah means Midrash Torah. And Rabbi Yochanan said Torah, it meant the Midrash of Torah. So when it comes to Shoneh or Mishnah, right there it's Machlokas, whether that means the halachot Moshe Mishinai, or does that mean the Midrash halakha, the interpretation of the psukim, right, how you say the chachamim. So hani mili d'amar la tanina. That's if he says tanina. Aval amar la tana. No, so this is what Tzvi was saying. He says, I'm a Tana. I mean, not just a Tanina, I know how to learn, but Tana. I am a Tana, meaning that I'm defined. My description is, right, that I'm an expert in these areas. Tani, Hilkasa, Sifra, Sifri, Vitosefta. Then he needs to know everything. He needs to know Lachim Moshisinai, the Sifra, the Sifri, the Tosefta, anything that is a halakhic, right, interpretation of the Psukim, or a Tanaic work, and of course, then he would need to know this. Talmid, right, on the condition that I'm a Talmid, Kishimon ben Azai, Kishimon ben Zoma. Right, we don't say that it has to be like Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma. They were Talmidim and Bakrim. They never got to Smicho, right? So they were known as ben Zoma and ben Azai, rather than by their names of Shimon in both cases. Right, they weren't known as Rav Shimon. But they were on levels, they were unparalleled in their generation in Torah. Ella, so that's not what we're saying when he says I'm a Talmid, but Ella Kosha Sholimoto Bakomako, Tavarakad, Bili Muto, Bomro. That any person who asks him something, in anywhere in learning and he can respond to it, Akilu Bimasekta Kala. Even in Masekat Kala, what does it mean even in Masekat Kala? Rashi says that it's Eno Mekba. It's not, there's no depth there, Ubraisa, and it's simply a Braisa. So therefore, even in Masekat Kala, right? That would be sufficient. Even if he's learning something that doesn't really take
the simplest
bright toe, the simplest idea doesn't really need any omek, that's still sufficient to be called a Talmid. Okay, very good. If he says I'm a chacham, a talmid chacham, I don't mean chachmei yavna. Rabbi Akiva v'chavira, we don't hold him to the standard of Rabbi Akiva and chachmei yavna. A kosher adim debar chachma mikol b'chol makom b'omra. Anyone who asks, you ask him a subaro in any place, and he can respond that he has the ability to have that. Also, the Talmud Besvar, you can answer that. I'm not any gibor. He says on condition that I'm a gibor. These people are paradigms of gvura. People have to be afraid of him. Anyway, afraid of him because of his strength or his size, and that's enough or sufficient to be called a gibor. I'm not any ashir that I'm so wealthy, right? That I am wealthy. Rabbi Elazar ben Chasum, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We don't say like Rabbi Elazar ben Zerum and Rabbi Elazar ben. So Yahu both were very wealthy, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we know that he had 13,000 calves that were given as maaser miadrel every year, so he had some sort of extensive wealth. Rabbi Elazar ben Chasum, we know was his father left him Elisfinot Bayam and Elifayirot Bayavishah, left him a tremendous amount of wealth. Right, and that he used to visit some of the places, they didn't even know that he was the owner of the cities because he had such extensive holdings. Right, anybody who's respected in a city for his wealth, that's enough to be considered an ashir. I'm not saying it's a tzaddik, right? If he says that on the condition I'm a tzaddik, apilu rasha gamur mikudeshet. Here means a total rasha is mikudeshet. Shema hir hir, maybe he had some thoughts of tshuva, and that's enough to make him into a tzaddik. I'm not sure any rasha, on the condition that I'm a rasha, but feel tzaddik gamur, mikudeshet. Even a tzaddik gamur is mikudeshet. In both these cases, you have to say mikudeshet misafek, right? Because you can't say that that's really qualifies in this area, but it's a safek. Maybe he is considered tzaddik. Also here, maybe it's a rasha, shem hear her, the bar abu dach, komi bedato. Maybe he had some foreign thoughts, he had some avodah zarah thoughts, and those thoughts, right, already make him into a rasha, or detract from his status of a tzaddik, and that'd be enough to qualify him here in the condition that he set out.
All the other criteria that the person states that can be
our right objective standards. These two to be determined. So I think again that's why these two, I think the Kodesh means misafeg. Alright. So while we're on this, there are ten measures of Chokhmah came to the world. Tishan Naplayer Tishrael. Israel took 9 of them, Vachad Kulam Kulo. Right? And then one, the whole world. So we see that in the Gemara and other places, which says that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, right, were Avira Machkim, the era of Eretz Yisrael is Machkim, and therefore the Bnei Eretz Yisrael were considered to be on a higher level or better understanding or clearer headed than the Bnei Bavel. But there the Gemara says that a Bnei Bavel that's Ole La'aretz, right, can be better than, even better than a Bnei Eretz Yisrael that's there. Right? So because he came from that Bavel and then he's now elevated himself in Avira, the Eretz Yisrael can be. But we see that there's a certain amount of Chokhmah, right, that is associated with the land itself, or Avir there is Yisrael. Asurat Kabim, Yofi, Yerduli Olam, 10 measures of beauty came to the world, Tishan, Nakhla, Yerushalayim, got 9 of those, Barachad, Kulam, Kulam, and the rest of the world got the other one. Asurat Kabim, Ashirut, Yerduli Olam, 10 measures of wealth came to the world, Tishan, Nakhlu, Romayim, Kadmonim, the early Romans took 9 of those, right, there, let's see, to the Gemara, these people were, that was extreme wealth, right, that when the early Romans had the empire intact, right, and the Caesar was there, that the tremendous wealth that was associated with their empire, right, was extensive beyond what would probably be manageable. Echad kolam kolam, the rest of the world got whatever was left over. Yud kalibim and the yud yadul olam, 10 measures of poverty came to the world. Tishan at la bavel, bavel got 9 of those. Echad kolam kolam, the rest of the world got the other measures. Sarakabim gasut yadul olam, 10 measures of haughtiness came to the world. Tishan at lo aylam. The Lam took 9 of them, Echad Kolam Kulo. The rest of the world got the other piece. Echad Kolam Kulo. The Gasut, the Bavel, the Nachit. What do you mean? Are you sure that there wasn't haughtiness in Bavel, that you said all went to Elam and not to Bavel? V'aktiv, and it says, V'esayinai, this guy says, I lift up my eyes, V'inei sh'ayim nashim yotzot, V'ruach, V'ifnafayim, I saw 2 women leaving, and there was air or wind under their wings. V'lehena, knafayim, V'fanfei chasidah, they had their wings were spread out, like the wings of the chasidah. Right? V'tisi'ena te'ifab, in our hearts of Benishamayim, and it lifted up the eighth. This Eifa between heaven and earth. Where are they taking this Eifa? To build their house in the land of Shinar in Bavel. So what is this Eifa? Eifa here is the Yetzer Hara. Right, so here we're talking about the Yetzer Hara. And when we're talking about the Yetzer Hara, there's a description by Zechariah. They have these two women that are carrying the Yetzer Hara of Chanufa and Gasuta Ruach. Right? Chanufa and patronizing and Gasuta Ruach is right, haughtiness. So here they go. But you're my life, no bite there. See now, you see that where are they taking the Yetzer Hara? Where are they carrying it to? They're carrying it to Bavel, which would indicate that Gasuta Ruach actually ended up in Bavel. Ba'am Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Chanufa v'Gasut HaRuach. Right, he explains that this is Chanufa v'Gasut HaRuach, Sheyardu the Bavel. So when it says, in the Hachi Nachit, V'Shtiruvehu Dishtiruveh L'Hatam. Originally they landed in Bavel, but then they kind of rolled or made their way over to Elam. Dekanami, so this makes sense, Dekhtani, Livnot La Bayit. Right, so it says that to build her a house, right, Shvamina, right, that they were going to build the house, but they never ended up building the house, right? That's what Rashi says. So there's no law that they intended to build a house, but in the end, they didn't build the house. Ini v'amar mar simon gas ruach aniut. Right? That they, how do you know that there is? Right. Oh, so Tosfos brings that explanation down. Thank you. Yeah. So Tosfos brings down an explanation, the possibility that not like Rashi who says that leave no, that means that they were going to build and they didn't build it, Tosfos says because it moved to the singular. Before it was talking about Shein Hashim. At the end it says, this built Labbite in the singular. Only one of them built a house there.
And the principal one was
Chanufa and Gassut HaRuach. So only Chanufa built a house there. Gassut HaRuach moved on to Elam. Tosfos brings that possible interpretation. And Tosfos brings a third interpretation, which is that it's over here. Lav, throughout the Torah, is written with the Mapikei. Wherever throughout the Torah lies with the Mapikei, excluding three places. One of the three places happens to be here, right? And therefore, when it's without a Mapikei, he says you read it like an out, low. Instead of la, you read it as low, that it didn't come here. So live no low means they didn't build a house there, rather than they did build a house there. So right? That's the other two alternatives that Tosfos gives to that explanation. That a sign for haughtiness is poverty. And where do we say nine measures of poverty went to? Bavel, which indicates maybe the Gosud Roper. Where is Aniyut? That's in Bavel. So my Aniyut? No. Aniyut there, we're not talking about poverty, but Aniyut to Torah. Poverty in Torah. In that before, when we described... Right, when we talk about Aniyut as a siman, the guest of the Ruach, that's Aniyut to Torah. The Chdev, Achot Anu Ketana, Vishudayim in La. She has no breasts. Why is that? Because Rashi explains over here, Rabbi Yochanan Zu Elam, Shizakta Lumod, Lo Zakta Lulamid. Elam, right, is somewhere where they were able to learn, but not to teach, or to pass on which they learned. As opposed to Bavel, where they're able to learn and pass on the Torah that they learned. And Rashi gives examples of that. He says Daniel, who was Ani b'Shushan b'Yerusha be'Elam, right? Daniel, where it says that he was in Shushan, which is in Elam, right? City, which would indicate that it's not, right? Not the Avan over there, because it's in Shushan, which is in Elam, right? Aminah, b'chein Mordechai lo yu doram uskim b'Torah. Their generation didn't learn Torah. Lo zaku ana elu chamim b'lamid. They weren't teaching, right? Kilo lo yelam shadaim lani, because if they didn't have breath to feed or to nurture, because they only learned Torah, but they didn't pass Torah. About Bavel, Zakalulamay, when it came to Bavel, like Ezra, because Ezra over there, it says, this by Ezra, then not only did he learn, but he also taught the people. So Aniyut over here means Aniyut to Torah. So Elam was poor in Torah, and that's what's associated with Gasut HaRuach. As opposed to before, when we talked about poverty, nine measures of poverty went to Bavel, that is literal poverty, means real poverty. I forgot to mention before, I should mention over here, that Rashi, when he said before Chokhmah, Rashi translated Chokhmah as Torah v'derech Eretz. And that when it said nine measures of Chokhmah went to Eretz Yisrael and only one to the rest of the world, Rashi attributed Chokhmah to mean Torah v'derech Eretz. Now Torah v'derech Eretz can have two interpretations, Torah plus Midot, right? Or Torah and the ability to earn a living in the right at the same time that one's to Torah. That ability to synthesize between Torah and the material world, which is part of what Eretz Yisrael is about, is being Mekadosh the Chomer, that even the mundane here is Kadosh. It could also mean Torah, the Derech Eretz.
It's just that they didn't translate it literally. I mean, where did he get the Derech Eretz?
Right. Why did he add Derech Eretz here? Right, it's very interesting that Rashi added it in. I agree. All right, so now, Asarah Kabim Burayar Guli Olam. There were 10 measures of Burayar strength came to the world. Tishana Kuparsiim, the persons took nine of them, and the rest of the world got the rest. Asarah Kabim Kinim Yarduli Olam. 10 measures of place. Tisha not lama died. Media got nine portions there. Asaka bim shafim yadud olam, tisha not lama Mitzrayim. Witchcraft, sorcery that Mitzrayim was famous for, right? They took nine measures of it. Asaka bim nigaim yadud olam, tet nadu chazirim. And nine of them the pigs took. As by the way, that's the Torah, the Gemara always uses the word debarach there, but it wants to refer to two things. One is chazir and one is leprosy or nigaim. So you see that the Gemara had a strong association between chazir and nigaim. Yud kabim, shnut yadud 10 measures of snuff came to the world, Tishana by Arabia, right, and the rest went to the rest of the world. Asarakabim Azut Yadulam, right, that is brazen face came to the world, Tishana Lam Meshan. Meshan took nine portions of them, and there Rashi says that Rubam were Mamzerim, and Mamzerut is a siman of Azut Metzach. Asarakabim Sikhay Yadulam, 10 measures of conversation or talking came to the world, Tishana Lu Nashim, Nashim took, women took nine portions of that. Sarah Kabim Shechud Yodol Elam, 10 measures of drunkenness came to the inebriation came to the world. Tishana Lu Kushim, nine of them went to the Kushim. Right? Asura Kabim Shina Yodul Elam, 10 measures of sleep came to the world. Tishana Lu Avadim, nine portions slaves took them, the rest of the world took the others. So again, in all these cases, Rashi seems to indicate that they are, right, that these areas or these people were known, or this was a midah, that they were associated with them, a mahut, or something that associated with them. The Mashram wants to take a step further and says that we know at the time when a person is born, there's a malak who's mumuneh, al-tipa, right, and he guides and says, this person will be a shir, this person will be ani, this person will be so-and-so-and-so-and-so. So here, the Mashram says, when it comes to that guidance, that malak, that we know that there's mazel goreim or locations goreim. So here, Rashi says, if you live in these locations or you have these, that you're part of these nations, then it's more likely that the malak, or you're going to be put in that category. So you either have to daven harder or act harder to offset, right, those tendencies or that natural aspect of the implantation of the midah that the malak does. That's the Marsha and stuff. All right, Mishnah. I'm an actual Kohen. So this is the Mishnah we quoted before. The Kishram Kohen and Talevi. Levi and Nitzah Kohen. Natin. Natin is right from the Gibonim. Vinimsim Mazer. Mazer and Nitzah Natin. Benir from the city. Vinimsim Ben Krak. It turns out that he is from the metropolis or from the major city. Ben Krak. Vinimsim Benir. Natchabeti Karogum. Rechats are close to the Bethes. Vinimsim Rachok. It's far away. Rachok. Vinimsim Karog. Far away. It's close. I'm not sure if it's a Bat or Budel. This is what we quoted before. Either of age, an older age, or of high standing. Benlo. Oh, I'm not sure. Enlo. Yeshlo. Again, that he said, I didn't have him. He does have him. Rachi Enlo Banim. I don't have children. Yeshlo. He has children. Oh, Menachi Yeshlo. He says, I do have children. But Enlo, he doesn't have. Kulam. Apavisha Rabli B. Hayal is Kadeshlo. Even if she says, it doesn't matter to me. Even if what I said is wrong, I still wanted to get married. Avogin Emikudeshit. She's not Mikudeshit. Why? Because Dvarim Shulev Enam Dvarim. Vachain He Shehid Dato. Same thing if she misleads him. This is not only if he misleads her, but even she misleads him. It's the same conditions here. How garbage is up in the Nixay Adait of Mesa there in Israel. Person was making Aliyah. He sold all his property on the basically on the premise that he was going to go live in Eretz Israel. Will be done as Abin. No marble on me. At the time he's sale, he didn't explicitly say that he's making Aliyah. The reason he's selling it is because he's making Aliyah. In the end, he failed to make Aliyah. Something happened and he wasn't able to make Aliyah. Amarova, how the Dvarim should believe, the Dvarim should believe, and name Dvarim. That what anything in the heart does not count. And therefore, over here, when he had Dvarim should believe, that is not sufficient, right, in order to say that we will retract the sale because he went up to Eretz Israel. Here, we'll deal with this tomorrow. Tosfos explains that there are different levels of Dvarim should believe. It's an important Tosfos, but we'll discuss it tomorrow when you finish up the sugya of Dvarim should believe.